March 1st and 2nd at Memorial Hall, not Festival, the same parking lot, but Memorial Hall is where it's going to be held. So it should be a nice weekend. I checked the weather, looks good. And get out there and take stock of your house and your body this week, and then bring your checklist to the show and see what happens. Now, Denise, you'll be back with me on Monday in studio, right?
We have a lot of things to unpack, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hope the news has been heavy.
Oh, hope my name's not part of it. It's like when the old joke was when 60 Minutes shows up at your door and knocks, close the door, lock it, don't talk to Mike Wallace. <You know? laughs> There's nothing good. Now you do it with Dateline. You know, when Dateline shows up again, well, quick, shut the door. All right, go to your meeting. I'll talk to you Monday.
All right, take care.
Okay, Denise Lockwood, founder of Racine County Eye, right here at WRJN, where it's exactly 7 o'clock.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New threats to the Gaza ceasefire agreement. Three empty buses exploded near Tel Aviv hours after Hamas returned the remains of what were said to be four Israeli hostages. DNA testing showed one was not Sherry Bibas, the mother of two little boys whose bodies were sent back. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
In an unimaginably cynical manner, they did not return Sherry to her small children and instead placed the body of a Gazan woman in a coffin. We will act with determination to bring Sherry home.
Last hour, Hamas asked for that body back. Another court victory for the Trump administration. A federal judge has ruled the president and Elon Musk can continue with their plan to slash government jobs. Musk marked the moment by raising a chainsaw at a conservative event near the nation's capital.
The actions that we're taking with the support of the president and the support of the agencies is what will save Medicare, what will save Social Security.
Republicans in the Senate approved a budget framework for the president's initiatives after Democrats stalled with an all-night voterama. Illinois Democrat Tammy Duckworth introduced a bill that would have required insurers to cover the cost of in vitro fertilization.
I know my Republican colleagues will claim that President Trump has already solved this problem, but don't be fooled. Donald Trump's recent toothless, overly vague executive order does nothing to expand access to IVF.
The man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is expected at court in New York today. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione is charged with first-degree murder. CBS's Anna Schechter.
We hope to hear some kind of a schedule for his upcoming trial. Our reporting at CBS News indicates that this New York State case, where he faces the most charges, will take precedence in that respect. I mean, will come first before the federal trial.
A Spanish stalker star is headed back to court.
Jenny Hermosa's lawyer says the star forward plans to appeal yesterday's verdict, saying former Spanish soccer boss Luis Rubiales should have been jailed, not just fined, for planting that forced kiss on her mouth, a kiss the court did rule constituted sexual assault. Rubiales continues to insist the kiss was consensual, and he's appealing his fine. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Today marks 1 week since 88-year-old Pope Francis was hospitalized with what turned out to be pneumonia in both lungs. This morning's update from the Vatican says his overall conditions improved slightly, but doctors will need more time to determine whether drug therapies are working. They say recovery could take up to 2 weeks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In response to federal directives, Gateway Technical College has eliminated its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion office. The move comes as educational institutions face the potential loss of federal funding for maintaining race-based programs. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju emphasized in a statement that while the decision was difficult, it was necessary to safeguard federal support. A basement fire to start the week, a duplex exploded midweek, and now another fire, this one west of the eye. There was a major response in Racine County last night, with crews from all over called to Union Grove for a house fire. It was a vacant home ablaze with nearby houses evacuated due to the strength and growth of the fire. Like with the other responses this week, DPW is called in to salt where water had turned to ice. A cause of the fire last night isn't known. There's also still an investigation into the cause of the duplex that blew up in Racine this week. Two people did survive that blast. Cancel that traffic alert. Mount Pleasant officials say due to weather, they're going to delay the work that was to start next week on Newman Road. It was going to begin Monday and last a few weeks. The updated information says work will now start in April. The world's richest man might be paying for some of the local TV commercials on your tube. You can learn more about the Musk media efforts in the state Supreme Court online. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee 116-110. Brooke Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know. But obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season. You know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight in Washington. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Happy Friday, I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week, sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 10 above. Very similar for Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s, and then warming up quite a bit on Sunday into the upper 30s. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
You know, and it's important for Italian guys to go to college, right? My Italian friends, because everybody thinks Italian guys were dumb, right? Because we sound like Rocky when we talk. But we're not dumb, we're just a little slower. That's why we always repeat the question. We're just buying time, yeah? It's like, Corielli, what did you do today? What did I do today? What did I do today? Right? You gotta go to college, all right? You ever go home and visit your buddies that never went away to college, right? They're always like, dude, college is just a scam. You learn more in the real world than you ever do in college. I'm like, yeah, great. Let me get $20 regular unleaded, pump three. Oh, man. You got to go to college. You got to get a good job, right? Women want guys with money, right? I actually like my bank teller, but I'm afraid to ask her out because I think she'll just punch up my account and go, I don't think so.
Rocky Valley, the Four Seasons, working my way back to you, babe. 7-Eleven here at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Don't forget, downtown Racine and WRJN invite you to the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. It's tomorrow. You can sample over 10 locations serving chili, see fun ice sculpting, and have the kids play along with a scavenger hunt. It all runs from noon to 4 tomorrow, downtown Racine. There's no charge for the chili either, I heard. Is that true? Yeah. Learn more about clicking the Racine downtown link at our website, WRJN.com. Should be a lot of fun. Should be a beautiful day tomorrow, too. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 26. Clear tonight, lows around 10. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 29. Beautiful day. And partly cloudy with a high near 36 on Sunday. I know 29 sounds cold, but remember last week or earlier in the week, it was like minus 10. So that sounds pretty good. Right now, it's 11 degrees with a clear sky here at Radio Park. Sun might even be out. I got to check. I haven't looked in a while. A study found that when people between the ages of 18 and 26 had their cell phones taken away, they started showing the same symptoms as people with PTSD. That included an elevated heart rate, higher stress levels, fidgeting and scratching, all of which went away as soon as they got their phones back. Even the hands on any phone. Doesn't matter if it was their phone or not. Sometimes I know how they feel. I never thought I'd be dependent on a cell phone. Right now, the battery in my cell phone's not doing well. I'm having anxiety attacks. Stone Ponies, Linda Ronstadt, Different Drum at WRJN.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum.
And timeless hits right here at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere. The legendary historic frequency of 1400. It's 7:15. Here's a fun fact for you. Elvis Presley only held 3 concerts outside the U.S. in his entire career. All were in Canada in 1957. Now you say, well, why is that? Now, I found out from my wife why, because she once told me why. Colonel Tom Parker had strict reign, strict control over Elvis Presley, and Colonel Tom could not get a passport to travel overseas. I forget the reason why. So he wouldn't let Elvis travel without him. So therefore, Elvis never did any concerts outside the U.S. where you needed a passport. Canada, you didn't need a passport. So that's why Elvis never performed in Europe or anywhere else for that matter, because Colonel Tom wasn't allowed to travel to those countries because he couldn't get a passport. See, if you listen to your wife every once in a while, you find out great information. Coming up now, here's Pete Schwabo with the Entertainment Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks for the entire family. Check out the film Flo, an animated movie about a cat trying to survive a flood. Our lead feline needs to get over a solitary existence and work with other animals in similar predicaments as they all take shelter on a boat. There are no words or dialogue, but the action is continuous and the animation is almost hypnotic. Flo is a sweet, engaging film with a very nice ending, showing animals coming together to help each other. The legendary Paul Simon is capitalizing on his SNL 50th anniversary show opening number with Sabrina Carpenter. Simon has announced a new tour. It's been 7 years since the 83-year-old has packed up his guitar and hit the road. Simon will start in New Orleans in early April, and at this point has two dates scheduled for Milwaukee at the Riverside Theater. 83-year-old touring Paul Simon might not go late into the evening, but it's still better than non-touring Paul Simon. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue, or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Celebrate any occasion with a timeless gift. From a beautiful necklace to a dazzling diamond engagement ring to a stunning, one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure. Von Hassel Jewelers offers the perfect way to make someone feel special. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Stop.
train, the OJs. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. So this woman in Virginia buys a scratcher lottery ticket and was ticked off when the cashier gave her the wrong type of lottery ticket. She got over it pretty quickly after she scratched it off in the parking lot and won $2 million. All forgiven, I guess, huh? I'm not mad at you anymore. Neil Diamond, local news, timeless hits, Solitary Man.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue. That died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay in my own play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal being well. A small world, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
Sunshine today with a high near 26. Clear tonight, lows around 10. The outlook for the weekend, sunny tomorrow with a high near 29. Partly sunny, highs near 36 on Sunday. Break out the barbecue. Sunny, it's 11 degrees right now at Radio Park with Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. Ever since Jim Patridge was in the Marines, he has been interested in the martial arts. But everywhere Jim applied for martial arts training, he was rejected. He was physically strong. He was coordinated. The instructors agreed. But in the ancient forms of self-defense, you've got to be able to kick. And Jim, well, Jim was just not a good kicker. In all of the entrance exams, it was immediately obvious. But Jim Patridge hung in there. And when the first school turned him down, he applied at a second. When the second rejected his application, he tried a third. 12 martial arts academies, and as many rejections later, Jim Patridge gave up and decided that he would just live his dream through his son Brandon instead. August 1986, he took the boy to a school called USA Karate in Carroll Stream, Illinois. Jim was discussing the school's program with its master instructor, Scott Kiefer, asking questions on his son's behalf. When Kiefer learned about Jim's longing to learn the martial arts, "Why don't you then?" the instructor asked. "I can't kick," Jim answered. Well, at that moment, Jim Patridge, who had already been turned down by a dozen martial arts academies, was accepted at this school and immediately began taking classes with his son, and where soon he was surpassing students 10 years younger than he. Jim would study not one but three martial arts, Hapkido, Tung Sudo, and Kobudo. Combined, they comprise joint locking and pressure points, circular strikes, linear strikes, power techniques, and weapons skills. Jim attended classes almost every day. In no time, he was defeating fellow students who were physically twice as strong. He got so good that he became an assistant instructor. And when the school moved to Glendale Heights, Jim followed it. And after 3 years, Jim had learned more than 300 martial arts skills and techniques. And then last month, it was on the 23rd day of June this year, the ultimate dream, 42-year-old Jim Patridge, at 42, tested, succeeded, earned and received his black belts, plural, three of them in each of his martial arts. Though Jim never did learn to kick, but he learned to compensate. And in the process, he proved that there is not much that you can't do as long as you want to. You see, Jim Patridge left the Marines in 1966 on a stretcher with a Purple Heart pinned to him. And yet they say that today, Black Belt Jim is as fast and as agile as ever, that he can take an opponent down with one single lightning thrust of his arm, even though for the last 24 years, he has continued to suffer the effects of that exploding booby trap in Vietnam. You see, Jim Patridge, to this day, is deaf in one ear, altogether deaf in that one ear, and on the right side of his body, he is in fact partially paralyzed. And he doesn't see very well. In fact, he is legally blind. And from the hips down, nothing. I mean, Black Belt Jim Patridge has no legs. None at all. But now you know the rest of the story.
And there's another rest of the story coming up this afternoon, 12:05. Dan will have one for you then. Learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. We've got Brett Hoffman on the other side of the news here. We're talking movies in just a moment, but first, it's 7:30. Let's see what's doing locally. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A woman who worked at a child care center in Racine County has been arrested for possession of child sex abuse materials. 30-year-old Crystal Lockman worked at the Bright and Beautiful Christian Child Care Center in Union Grove. She was taken into custody after investigators served a search warrant at her home. She's since been fired from her job. Police say they have no indications that any children at the daycare were harmed. The investigation is ongoing. Financial aid for students shouldn't be impacted with the news out of Gateway. The Technical College yesterday announced they're getting rid of their Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. It follows guidance from the U.S. Department of Education. The Gateway president says the decision was made to ensure the continuity of key federal funding. No pets at Petland were harmed after smoke filled the store last night. An electric issue apparently was to blame. There's more about that response last night today at RacineCountyEye.com. The machines helping with harm reduction are fully operational in Racine and Kenosha. Health officials remind people that the harm reduction vending machines with Narcan are constantly filled and never sit empty. The Racine machines are at the Transit Center, Public Library, and the Bryant Community Center. In Kenosha, you can find them in several places, including at the Job Center and the WIC office. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You think we've got snow? Take a look to the east. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Sometimes I think we forget what a normal winter looks like for many areas of the United States. Take upstate New York. That's where Bryce Windecker is not only a dairy farmer, but also a dairy analyst for EverAg.
Yeah, we're right in the Mohawk Valley along the I-90 corridor. Biggest city is Utica, New York, right next door. I've had a lot of snow. We got 2 feet here over the weekend in addition to the 3 feet we had prior to this. We've gotten a lot of freezing rain, unfortunately, over the weekend as well, and that just weighed down on a lot of barns. There was a section of a barn not too far away that fell in on 500 cows, and then there was a parlor the other direction 20 minutes that fell in on some cows.
Challenging winter weather in upstate New York, Bryce Windecker. He's not only a dairy producer himself in New York State, he's also a dairy analyst with EverAg. Dairy markets took a bit of a step back yesterday in Chicago. Numbers are next. It's still sinking in. All the medals that Bavaria Sausage brought home from the German Butchers Association competition. Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, says they walked away with 49 medals, 30 that were gold, and all the products they submitted, something you can purchase today.
Yeah, we picked products right out of the freezer, right out of the deli case, right out of our coolers, and that's what we brought. We did not do a special batch of any of this. We didn't know, but we had a feeling that we'd do pretty well with the Germans on this one.
That's Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, capturing 49 medals at the recent German Butcher Association Meat Products Competition, recognizing the quality that started more than 60 years ago with Fred Vohl. Bavaria Sausage, shop those award-winning meats today at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1, or always open online. BavariaSausage.com. On Thursday, the barrel cheese finished 2.25 cents lower at 178.5. 40-pound block cheese was up a quarter at 190. Double A butter down a penny and three quarters to close 242.25 per pound. As far as the grain trade was concerned, December new crop corn was up 3 at 479.5. November new crop beans finished a dime stronger at 1061.25. July new crop wheat down 5.75 cents at 614. The March class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 9 at 1917. 100 weight. April up 12, 1893 100 weight. Don't forget March 4th through the 6th, U.S. Championship Cheese Event happening at the Rush Center in Green Bay. I remind you that that is open to the general public. uschampioncheese.org will give you the details. There's your market update on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Happy Friday. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 10 above. Very similar for Saturday. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. And then warming up quite a bit on Sunday into the upper 30s. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
And people say that flying is safer than driving, and they say the weirdest things on the plane. This plane is equipped with 5 emergency exits. I'm not including the big one that'll be created on impact. In the event of a water landing, your seat cushion can be used as a flotation device. Till the sharks come. And then it's a bobber. You know what they say you're supposed to do if you're being attacked by a shark? You're supposed to punch him in the face. Dan, and when that doesn't work, you poke him in the eye with your stump. Punch a shark? What if he wasn't even going to attack you? What if he's just curious and he's swimming by and you go... Ow! Hey, what'd you do that for? I thought you were going to attack me. Yeah, well, I have to now. I was going to let you go, but the other sharks are watching. It doesn't look good now.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
It's 7:37. Good morning on a Friday. That means it's time for Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. We're talking movies this morning. Got a ton of stuff to get to. Let's get to it right now. Two openings today, Brett. What are they?
Well, there are two big openings, and the first one is The Monkey. This is an R-rated dark comedy slash horror film. It's got a great Rotten Tomatoes score, over 80 from both the critics and from both the audience members that have seen this in previews, and it is a fun one. It's about two twin brothers that find this mysterious wind-up monkey when they're young. But after they play with it, there's a series of outrageous deaths that tend to tear the family apart. They throw the monkey away, but 25 years later, it appears and begins this new killing spree, forcing these siblings who've been estranged to confront not only their past, but also the cursed toy This is a horror movie, but it's also funny by the way it plays out. It is from Neon Pictures. I'd recommend anyone go see this one. It is really fun. If you're not too squeamish, it's really fun to go watch this.
That's not those monkeys with the cymbals, is it? You know, they bang those two cymbals together, those little toy monkeys.
Yeah, this one has a drum, but it's very similar.
So, no,
a lot of great cast in this movie, too. I mean, you've got Theo James and Elijah Wood. Theo James, who may talk about later, Theo James is actually in the running to be the next Bond, perhaps. And he is in this movie, The Monkey. So lots of good stars, and this one's a good one. So go check this one out.
Now, those toy monkeys scare me. They're nightmarish, especially the ones with the cymbals. They give me nightmares. All right, what else you got for us?
And the second one is a PG movie called The Unbreakable Boy. This is a delightful movie that if you're looking for something that's heartwarming, go see this one. Zach Levy stars as Scott Lorette. Scott was the writer of the book The Unbreakable Boy. And this is about the life of himself and his wife and their autistic son, Austin, who was born with autism and brittle bone disease. And they initially worry about his future, however, they get through it as a family, and they notice that Austin has an incredible spirit that seems to warm up and help everyone around him by just spreading joy. So it's more about the life of Scott Lorette and how he tends to go through some troubles with his family, but also helping raise Austin, given the circumstances that they have. It's a wonderful movie. I was at a hometown celebration last week in Omaha for this with Zach Levy and Scott Lorette and Austin because Austin Lorette is actually an employee of Marcus Theaters. He works at the Marcus Twin Creek Cinema in Omaha, Nebraska. The family was just wonderful to get to meet and talk about. Scott was amazing how he wrote this book about his family. And Zach Levy in this movie was definitely tremendous to talk to and talk about his inspirations as, you know, kind of he's trying to talk about this inspirational story that's on screen. So Zach Levy's in the movie. It's also got Peter Facinelli, who people may know as dad from the Twilight series. But there's a lot of good things going on here. There's some local connections to Marcus Theaters. I happened to see the movie and see a great celebration last week in Omaha with some of the stars. So this would be another recommendation for me. It's The Unbreakable Boy, rated PG.
There you go again, hobnobbing with the stars, the celebrities. Now, this brittle bone disease, it's funny you should mention this because last night I'm watching this YouTube video of people with incurable diseases. And if you think you got problems in this world, watch this video. Your problems seem to melt away. There was this beautiful young girl, just gorgeous. She's in a wheelchair because she has brittle bone disease where her bones can break it at the slightest touch. If it's just something, you know, if she gets up wrong, the bones break. But she's got such a positive attitude about life. I mean, all these people that had something wrong with them, it makes you ashamed to think that, oh, gee, I got problems today. The headlight's not working on my car. My life is over. These people are really inspirational. And I can't wait to see that film. I just saw The Green and Gold the other day. My wife and I saw it. I love that film. It's a really good movie.
Yeah, it's still playing at some Marcus Theaters right now. It's an amazing movie. It was filmed by two brothers that are from Upper Michigan, but they filmed the entire movie in Door County. They're Packer fans, and it's really neat, especially for us Wisconsinites, to see that movie. Craig T. Nelson is in it. You've got just some awesome, awesome performances.
Yes.
There. Yeah. So Charlie Behrens is the radio announcer who everyone knows from TikTok and some of the commercials he's in. So if you get a chance to see Green and Gold, it's a great drama.
You know, I recognized one of the sites there, the Curvy Road up in by Sister Bay. You ever go on the Curvy Road up there?
I certainly have. It's fun. Yeah.
It winds back and forth. And my wife nudged me when we saw that in the theater. Said, "That's the Curvy Road. We were on that road." It's a very good movie. I still think of Craig T. Nelson with the line, "You moved the cemetery, but you didn't move the bodies," from Poltergeist. He'll always be that guy. But it is a very good movie, and especially if you're from Wisconsin, you'll get it. You'll get the jokes. You'll get everything in there. So it's very good. Let me see what else you had on your list here. Before I get to the Academy Award movies, well, let's do that now, because coming up, you're going to run every one, 9 of the 10 Academy Award nominees for Best Picture. And some of these pictures didn't play wide release, and you didn't get a chance to see them. Now you get a chance to see them. And my wife and I already have two on our list. We want to see The Conclave and The Brutalist, and we're deciding on a third and fourth movie.
That's right. Well, actually, it's going on now. It's going on through March 2nd. We're showing 9 of the 10 movies that are nominated for Best Picture, plus the Best Action Short Films and the short films in the animation category that we are showing. And you can check it out because we've got them playing at various times from now until March 2nd, the day that the Oscars will happen. So come on out and see them. There's a great opportunity there to just catch one or two. Otherwise, we have a Best Picture Passport where if you pick four, it's only $28. So you can see four of these, and it's only $7 a movie at $28, which is a great way to see them and come out. And if you're really into this and really want to just polish them off in 2 days, here's what we've got. Starting tomorrow, February 22nd, and starting the following Saturday, March 1st, we have two marathons going on. Tomorrow, we are going to show I'm Still Here, A Complete Unknown, Nickel Boys, Substance, and Dune Part 2. You can see them all in one shot. You buy one ticket. It's a $35 admission. You get 20% off all your concessions while you're there. But if you want to knock that out, we're showing those five movies tomorrow. And then, obviously, we'll show the next five that we talked about on March 1st on Saturday. So there's various ways you can see them. You can just see them one. You can buy a four-pack, or you can see them all in these movie marathons. If you just go to marcustheaters.com/bestpicture, you'll see all this information. So don't worry about remembering it. marcustheaters.com/bestpicture. Check it out. And hopefully you can make your determinations for what might win these Academy Awards.
13 hours of straight movie watching. Whoa. That's a lot of bathroom breaks right there. Yeah, Conclave we want to see. We missed it when it was in theaters. And The Brutalist. Those are two definite ones. We got some others we're looking at here. But The Substance I wanted to see. I don't think my wife's going to watch that, though. But I do want to see it just for Demi Moore's performance in that film. It's kind of a horror movie, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's a horror movie. Yeah, so not for the squeamish, but it's very good. And when you think about Demi Moore, this is a performance that's come out. When The Substance was released, it was only in theaters for a few short weeks. And now it's neat that it's getting the attention it deserves.
Now, if I asked somebody, what is the highest grossing animated film of all time? Somebody may say Super Mario Brothers, The Lion King, Aladdin. But it's actually a film called Ne Zha 2. Am I saying it right?
That's right.
Never heard of it.
Well, you should hear about it now because it's a Chinese animated film, and it just surpassed Inside Out 2 to become the highest grossing animated film of all time. It has surpassed $1.7 billion at the global box office, and it's a juggernaut. And its domestic grossing in the United States isn't as high, but worldwide it is garnering a lot of admissions and a lot of box office dollars. You can see it now near Racine. It's playing at our Gurney Cinema in Gurney, Illinois, at the Gurney Mills at the Gurney Mills location there. So Ne Zha 2, check it out. It's amazing that it's the number one animated film of all time, number 8 overall on the global chart of any movie, and most people here probably haven't heard about it, but go check it out. We're showing it. It is with English subtitles, but the animation is really neat, and this may be something to check out because it currently holds that distinction.
Well, you got 1 billion people living in China. So, I mean, if just half of them go to the movies, that's all you need. Hold on a second. We're talking to Brad Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. In just a moment, we're going to talk about Bond, James Bond. That's straight ahead.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Celebrate any occasion with a timeless gift. From a beautiful necklace to a dazzling diamond engagement ring to a stunning, one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers offers the perfect way to make someone feel special. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters joining me, and now it's time to talk about Bond, James Bond. Now, I'm not going to ruin this, but I guess I am. The last James Bond film, Daniel Craig got killed. So now they need a new James Bond. So how's this going to work now?
Well, the last James Bond movie was in 2021. They've been searching for a replacement, which we can talk about. But the family that has controlled the rights to James Bond for decades has now given up creative control to Amazon MGM Studios. They are still part of a partnership, but they have given up the creative control of the series to Amazon MGM. This should, I wouldn't say fast track, but this should help get everything going. There's been speculation about what's going on with Bond, when are we going to see a new one, and everything's kind of been held up because the family themselves have been kind of waiting a little bit and trying to figure this out. But now we have an opportunity for Amazon to hopefully get this on track and create some more movies. And that is with them as producers instead of the original family as producers. They'll still have an interest, but they're not going to be producers of this anymore. So this, you know, there's a lot of fan excitement, a lot of people talking about this. I think the good news is, of course, we're probably going to see a Bond in a couple of years. And I think everyone is just waiting on bated breath to see what Amazon MGM does with the series and who they hire as Bond. So it should be good news, and I can tell you this much. I would like to see a Bond movie more than every 6, 7, 8 years, because the last time we saw this was 2021. It's probably going to take a few years to hire a new Bond, to get a new script and get everyone out and get the movie out. But, you know, I'd like to see a new Bond movie every 3 to 4 years instead of 6 to 8.
Yeah, didn't
when I think
they,
about wanting to go there. Yeah.
They used to do one every 2 years, and they used to alternate between summer and Christmas when you got to see the movie. But so the Broccoli family is not going to be in charge of it now, huh?
That's right. They'll have an interest, but they're actually giving up creative control. I mean, the two that were running it are in their 80s, so they're kind of saying, hey, we want to take it easy and, you know, enjoy some of our retirement. So we'll see what goes on here, but I think it's the right choice to move this along, and it's just a case of what kind of Bond are we going to get. A lot is up in the air, but you know, the last two I've really enjoyed. Both were different. Daniel Craig and Pierce Brosnan were both different actors, but I think that turned out very well.
I think Barry Nelson played James Bond in the TV version of Casino Royale back in the 50s. And David Niven, I think, played him in the comedy Casino Royale in the 60s. But people forget about those. And one that I thought one of the best Bond films was on His Majesty's Secret, on Her Majesty's Secret Service. And that starred George Lazenby. And he flopped as James Bond, but the movie was good. I mean, he lasted one movie and didn't do any more after that. So yeah, I thought it was a good movie, though, on Her Majesty's Secret Service. My favorite is still Goldfinger, you know. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. That's got to be the best quote of a James Bond movie. Do you expect me to talk? Okay. People are voting on the worst movies that made at least $1 billion. You'd think if it makes a billion, is a good movie. Well, it may be, but Rotten Tomatoes, which you quote a lot, has made a list of all the movies that had really low Rotten Tomatoes scores. Here's some of them. The Lion King live action movie. When was that out?
The Lion King. That's interesting that they would say that.
That's a live action one, though. Yeah. Not the animated one. No.
I mean, frankly, there was not the recent Lion King that returned was actually not live action. It was CGI, just looked live action.
Oh, okay.
Was spectacular. Okay. So I'm actually wondering which one that was.
Yeah, it got a Rotten Tomato score of 51%. Star Wars Episode IX, The Rise of Skywalker. Evans, I only want to show is the first one. That got a Rotten Tomato score of 51%. Jurassic World Dominion got a Rotten Tomato score of 29%. Whoa. Aladdin, the live-action version, got a score of 51%. Transformers Age of Extinction got 18%. Whoa. You know what happens? You get a lot of these people that are just diehard Transformer fans, and if it doesn't meet their expectations, they'll give it a low score. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I don't remember that one. Fallen Kingdom? You remember that? Got a score of 47%.
Yeah, the recent ones got some lower scores. But I'll tell you, don't fret, because this summer there's
another one. Yeah.
The Jurassic World Rebirth looks really great with Scarlett Johansson. So don't worry about the old ones. We got a great one coming up.
Yeah, you know, there's somebody pointed out in some trivia question thing. In the original Jurassic Park, as good as it was, and it was fantastic, the dinosaurs are not on screen for a long period of time in that film. It just, we think they are, but they're really not. But Spielberg did it in such a way. Do you know he actually was editing that film down while he was in Poland making Schindler's List? At night, he would edit down Jurassic Park while he was making Schindler's List.
And don't forget, he's a master of doing that. Yeah. You think about how few times the shark is actually on screen in Jaws. But he is a master of knowing how to build suspense and write a story without that main element necessarily being in it throughout.
Yeah, you think you're seeing him, but you're not. Some other ones, Alice in Wonderland, Despicable Me 3, Minions, Super Mario Brothers movie. That grossed $1.4 billion. Got a score of 59%. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. You know who was supposed to be in the original Pirates of the Caribbean? Was Ozzy Osbourne. He turned it down.
So they went and got Keith Richards.
Yeah, you're right, Keith Richards. Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace is on there. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, and The Hobbit. That scored 64%. Here's something interesting we're going to talk about. The rating system came out in 1968. GMRX, G-M-R-X. M became PG, and then, well, it actually became GP, then PG later on, then PG-13. But the motion picture code used from 1930 to 1968 had restrictions that seem ridiculous today, like nudity was banned, even in silhouette form. You couldn't show divorce or adultery in an attractive light. Most curse words were banned. Kisses couldn't be lustful, and they couldn't last more than 3 seconds. And yes, somebody timed them. Lovers were not allowed to be horizontal. One person had to keep their foot on the floor at all times. This also happened on television with Lucy and Ricky and Dick Van Dyke. Separate beds. Couldn't be in the same bed together. Beds were not allowed to accommodate more than one person. Even actors playing married couples had to be shown sleeping in separate beds. The code was abandoned in 1968 for the rating system we have today. Whoa, it does seem archaic by today's standards, but... Oh, well,
it explains a lot in those old TV shows when you see so many people sleeping in twin beds. So it explains a lot.
Lucy, you can't come in my bed. Yeah. Lucy, you must stay over on the other side of the room. Even Laura Petrie and Rob Petrie had separate beds on that show. They were never together. Okay. I'm not a big Marvel fan, but somebody ranked all their favorite Marvel characters. And here they are. Number one was Stan Lee. Now, he was in one movie for a moment, but I think they just gave it to him because he's like the father of these Marvel movies.
Well, before he died, he did a cameo. Yeah. He did Hitchcock-like cameos in every single movie. So I think that's why he's there.
Okay. Now, there are 178 on the list. We're only going to do the top 10. I'm not going to go through 178 of them. Iron Man came out number two, Tony Stark. Spider-Man, Peter Parker. Captain America, Steve Rogers. Thor. Here's one I never heard of. Is it L-O-K-I? Loki, Loki? I never heard of that.
Look, oh, sure. He's Thor's brother.
Oh, so, yeah. See, you know that stuff. Doctor Strange, Rocket Raccoon. I think I know who they're talking about here. Rocket Raccoon. Wasn't that the one with, what's the name of that movie that he was in? Do you remember?
He's from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, yes. That's it.
That's the character there, yep.
Number 9 was Deadpool, and number 10 was Groot. Who's Groot?
Well, that's another one. It's from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
So that's another one. He's the sidekick of Rocket, actually. So
one glaring omission in the list of 178, Wolverine appears nowhere. I thought Wolverine was one of their big characters.
Yeah, I'm surprised by your list. I would have thought that Tony Stark and Iron Man would have been up top. I would have thought Spider-Man would have been number one. I'm surprised that Rocket and Groot got that far up, but they're great characters.
If you take Stan Lee out, Iron Man is number one. And this was done by, it was a national poll, they said. That's it. By the way, the new Captain America, Sam Wilson, came in 30th in the poll. Okay, quick review. Two new movies out. We got The Monkey, scary movie, but you said some comedy in there, too. It's about a monkey they find in the attic.
It's a dark comedy. It's funny, so go see that one. It is rated R. The Monkey, The Unbreakable Boy, a great PG movie here that would be great for pretty much any ages, just that would see a live-action film, but it is a drama. And then we've got so many Academy Awards films that are back at local theaters, so much to enjoy. It's still cold out there, so find a great movie. We'll heat the auditorium for you. Don't worry about that. It'll be a nice, great auditorium. You get some great snacks and some great food at Marcus Theaters, and just have a good time with us this weekend.
I like people to bring their blankets with them and tuck themselves in on the recliner. It's like, and you know, it's like they're at home in their living room. They bring their blankets. They're all tucked in and they're all ready to go. And it's kind of fun to watch. One last thing I was going to tell you. I talked to you off the air about this during the week. What happened to that movie where the monkey played the lead singer in a rock band? We talked about it, but then it was gone like in a week or so. What was that movie? What was that? I forgot. Remember that? The monkey played the lead rock singer in a band.
Yeah. The name is escaping me.
I know.
Right,
you forgot the name, too.
Yeah.
He's typing. I can hear. I hear the wheels turning.
I was trying to get it for you here real
Monkey
quick.
Monkey and Rock Band. Monkey Shines Rock Band.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna have to go on from this one because it's escaping me right now. But only out for a couple days here early on. So
we'll figure it out.
There we go. Yep.
Okay. Hey man, you have a great week. We're gonna catch some of those Oscar nominated movies coming up this weekend and next weekend. And we'll talk to you next Friday, my friend.
Yep, and by the way, the movie is Better Man. It just escaped me. The movie was Better Man. It was only out for a couple weeks. It is great, though, and everyone here that screened it loved it.
Yeah.